Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes.
Hugh, ever since I got really interested in Alsatian wines, I've developed a very, very strong fondness for Riesling. And I don't know of any other grape that has so many different permutations. I mean, it's all over the place.
It really is all over the place. I think Riesling is one of the most misunderstood, at least by Americans, of all the great white wine varietals. I hear folks make comments like, oh, it's too sweet, or I just can't take it seriously. But, you know, hey, while there is certainly some, you know, some real plonk out there, some of the mass-produced stuff, good Riesling, especially from Germany, where the cool climate produces higher levels of crisp acidity, they can be spectacular.
Yeah.
So in addition to the language that usually identifies where the wine originated, the other important information on a German wine label, at least of the higher quality products, are the designations Qualitätswein and Prädikatswein.
Right.
Qualitätswein will then usually have a designation of sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
Trocken, Halbtrocken, all the way up to the very sweet called Süß. Prädikatswein is scoring the wines based on the how long they were on the vine in terms of the how long they were allowed to ripen.
Mm-hmm.
They are usually slightly sweeter and are rated by the ripeness level. The traditional levels are Cabernet, Spätlese, Auslese, Bärenauslese, and Trockenbärenauslese, and the pricing goes up with the level of ripeness.
Right.
In all cases, sweet or dry, the key component that makes the wines work is a high level of crisp acidity. Even in the sweetest styles, Auslese, etc., it's the acidity that makes the wine drinkable, refreshing, and work with food. Here are a couple of really good examples
okay.
I would suggest. They'll give you a really good understanding. First up was the 2022 Seehof Trocken Riesling. We're going to put all these on the website. From the Rhine-Hessen region. This 12.5% Riesling has a bright floral nose with tones of peach, pear, and lime. Bone dry, super crisp. It's a great introduction to Riesling for someone who only thinks it's sweet. It's almost Alsatian style. You would find it that way. And that sells for $19.99, which I thought was a really good
value. That's a good deal.
Now, moving into Prädikatswein is the Gessinger 2021 Zeltinger Schlossberg Cabernet. We will put these on the website.
We better.
This is from the Mosel. The Gessinger family have been producing Mosel wines since 1680. This cabinet level means that this wine has a subtle sweetness in the wine. It's a bit richer on the palate than the Seehof Trocken. This is classic Mosel reaching pear, apricot, peach aromas and flavors, rounded fruit supported by a zesty acidic backbone, and ends with a long finish. Spectacular wine, and at a spectacular price, $15.99.
Get out of town.
Yeah, it's amazing. Finally, the Louis Guntram 2017 Nierstein Rebach Spätlese from the Rhine-Hessen. I had to work on that one. as a Spätlese, this will be even a little bit richer and sweeter on the palate than the Cabernet. Medium sweet aromas of flavors, melon, lychee, tangerine, apricot, and peach. Great depth of complexity. This is Saturday night dinner wine. Be spectacular with some Thai curry dishes, I think. At $29.99, it's not inexpensive, but for this quality, that's actually a very fair price.
Yeah.
All three were dynamite, and we'll put them on the website, but for sheer amazing quality and value, the Gessinger Schlossberg Cabernet at $15.99 is my wine of the week.
Oh, and deservedly so. And the thing about the sweetness of this wine is that it seems to really work with food.
It does.
It's just amazing.
It does. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White on 88.1 WYPR.